This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Widespread Russian attacks have continued in Ukraine despite the International Criminal Court issuing an arrest warrant for Russia's president. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Ukraine's Air Force has said that overnight, 16 Russian drones attacked Ukraine and that 11 of them were shot down in central, western and eastern regions. Among areas targeted were the capital, Kyiv, and the western Lviv province. Meanwhile, the ICC has said that it has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes. It has accused him of personal responsibility for the abductions of children from Ukraine, together with Russia's Commissioner for Children's Rights, Maria Lvova-Belova. It's the first time the Global Court has issued a warrant against a leader of one of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council. I'm Karen Chamas.
A deal allowing the export of Ukrainian grain from Black Sea ports that was due to expire Saturday has been renewed, according to Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He didn't disclose, however, how long the extension period was for.
Bilindiği gibi Rusya ve Ukrayna'nın...
He said the deal for the grain corridor was due to expire today. As a result of our talks with the two sides, we have secured an extension to this deal. Erdogan made the remarks in the western city of Çanakkale. Russia has previously called for renewing the deal for only 60 days. That's half the term of the previous renewal period. Ukraine is insisting on a 120-day renewal. A spattering of protests were planned in France over the weekend against President Emmanuel Macron's controversial pension reform as garbage continued to pile up in the streets of Paris and beyond amid a strike by garbage collectors. An eerie calm returned to Paris Saturday after two nights of protest across the French capital. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is indicating he will be arrested within days. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington has details.
Former President Donald Trump, in a message on his Truth social media platform on Saturday morning, said he will be arrested Tuesday and called on his supporters to protest. He did not give details. It is known that authorities in New York City have been looking at charges against Trump in a so-called hush money case in which a former adult film performer was paid to keep silent about an alleged affair with Trump before he was president. Media reports say law enforcement has been preparing for security in and around the Manhattan Criminal Court, where Trump would surrender if he is indicted. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Wyoming has become the latest U.S. state to ban pills for abortion. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Wyoming's Republican Governor Mark Gordon has signed a bill that prohibits medication abortions in the state. That ban takes effect in July, barring any legal challenge that might block it. He's also allowing a separate measure restricting abortion to become law without his signature, expecting a court fight. 13 states have already banned abortion pills, and 15 have limited access, like requiring an in-person doctor visit. The issue took center stage this week in a Texas courtroom. Since last summer's reversal of Roe v. Wade, 13 states now enforce bans against abortion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of Israelis took to the streets of Tel Aviv on Saturday in nationwide demonstrations, now in their 11th week, against plans by the hard-right government to curb the Supreme Court's powers, which critics see as a threat to judicial independence. Drone footage showed protesters, some of whom were wearing red, waving Israeli flags and carrying banners. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who says his aim is to balance out branches of government, wields a parliamentary majority along with his religious nationalist coalition allies. But his planned judicial overhaul has sparked concern at home and abroad. Netanyahu, who returned to office for a sixth term in late December, has said the demonstrations are aimed at toppling him. He's on trial in three corruption cases and denies all wrongdoing. The United States, its Western allies and experts shone a spotlight on the dire human rights situation and increasing repression in North Korea at a UN meeting. China and Russia denounced Friday's meeting as a politicized move likely to further escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula. China blocked the U.S. from broadcasting the informal Security Council meeting globally on the Internet, a decision criticized by the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.